my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, hello, Solano moms. Welcome back to another episode of Solano Moms Building Community. Today we're talking about a topic of newborn babies. And I have Jessica here, a mom that had a newborn recently. I'm excited to hear that because newborn babies, oof, that's the hard stage. Hi, Jessica. Yes.
Hi, everybody.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm looking at your baby. He's so cute.
Isn't he? But he's so big.
Oh, yes, he is. How many months is he now?
He's 4 months as of last Sunday. He weighs 24 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And he's 28 and a half inches long.
What are you feeding that baby?
Booby juice.
That is why the booby juice is getting him 24 pounds.
Yeah, he was 10'5 at birth, so he was bound to be a big boy.
Oh, that's like my first one.
Yeah.
He was 10'5 too.
Yeah, my first was 9'1. Which I thought was pretty big.
Big, yes.
I wasn't expecting such a big baby, but here he is.
Isn't the average like 6 pounds, right?
Yeah, I think now the average is like 8. Because I feel like 6 is really small.
6, I feel like it too. But I hear still a lot of people are like, oh, I had a 6-pound baby. Yeah. And then in my head is like, mine was 10 and a half. Yeah. I almost died.
That's exactly how I feel too. When someone's like, I had a 7-pound. It was so rough. I'm like... Well, you got me beat on that one.
Yeah. Yes. So, Jessica, can you tell us how many kids do you have? What do you do? And anything the listeners would like to know.
Yeah, so I have 3 total. I birthed 2 and I'm raising 3. I have a stepson who just turned 14 this month.
Oh, nice. Teenager.
Yeah. And I have my daughter, Madison, who will be 9 next month. And then I have my 4-month-old, Jonathan.
Wow, you have like all different stages of life.
Yes.
How are you dealing with having a newborn with a teenager and a 9-year-old? I feel like that's so different stages.
I was really worried about it because Dad and I were starting completely over from having a 14-year-old to a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
I was like, we're literally starting all over. But it's been great. My daughter acts like a mini mom. She's constantly helping me, keeping me on my toes when he needs a diaper change. She loves
that is
to
sweet.
Yeah, she's great with him. And my teenager, you know, another sibling.
Yes, yes. Teenagers, I think any sibling is another sibling for them. So for someone that's a listener and, you know, just like you, they get pregnant, they have all these kids, different stages. What advice would you give? How did you get your daughter and son? First of all, when you found the news, how did they react? How did you and your husband react? How did your families react? Because this is so like, you know, all of a sudden having a baby to one that's 9 and 14. How, just explain all the stages. I'm interested and I'm sure others are.
Yeah, so like after my daughter, we always talked about having another. It just never came
about.
Oh, so
you did want another.
We did, but then almost 9 years have passed by, and we were to the terms that we were content with what we had.
Yes.
And then birth control was removed, and within 5 months later, I was pregnant. And so I was like, okay, we're doing this.
You know? Yay, finally, I get that thing that we always wanted.
God blessed me. He said, hey, you were meant to have another one. Thanks for being patient. Here you go.
Yes.
And I feel like with my daughter, she was super, super depressed when she found out he was a boy. She really wanted a sister. She already had a brother. And I was really worried at first. Like,
oh my gosh. Because in your head, you're like, I'm pregnant. I mean, it's happening. The baby's coming. It's a boy. Mm-hmm. And you also love your daughter. And you don't want her to grow to a stage of depressed.
Exactly.
Like, that's a lot on a mom.
Yeah. And for her, she was just cry every night. I really wish he was going to be a girl. And she would make like comments like, well, with the next baby. I was like, Maddie, like, this is mommy's last baby, and even if I was to have another one, we can't guarantee a girl.
Yes, it's God's.
Yeah,
yes.
And I always told her, I grew up, I have two younger brothers. They're everything to me. I mean, siblings.
Same here.
Siblings are everything. Yeah.
Oh, we fight. We love.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, they are like, I cannot imagine my life without my siblings.
100%. Like, my brothers are my best friends.
Mine
they
too.
They care for me. They're there for me in instance.
Yes,
no questions
too.
Asked. And they are just good people. And I think that's why my kids get along and why they love each other so much. Because I'm so about siblings.
Yes,
and
yes. I mean, that's how you teach your kids, because if you're not close to your siblings, how are they going to learn to be close? My sons see me so close to my siblings, and then they always say, oh, I'm going to be like you, and I'm going to buy my brother his first car, because my brother bought my first car for me.
Oh, how awesome.
Yeah, so I totally agree with that. Having a close bond with your siblings is best for your children.
Yeah, and I just explained to Maddie, like, it's okay to be sad that you didn't get a sister, but with me, I always wanted a sister, and I got two little brothers, and God blessed me with my first child being a daughter. And I said, that's probably just what God has in store for you, just like he did for mom. You'll be okay. And then, of course, baby was born, and she's just been in love ever since.
Oh, I bet. And also, as a girl, I feel like I'm the only girl with six brothers. Maddie's going to be the glue to them, because the sisters, I'm sure you're the same with your brothers. The sisters always going to keep the bond between the brothers, and just the brothers are always going to be around the sister. That's how it works. So it's great. And God give you. Maddie is, I'm sure, happy now, right?
Yes, she's like a mini mom. I have to remind her he's my baby.
Oh, that is very nice. And how about the teenager?
He loves his brother. He has three other siblings on his mom's side. So surrounded with siblings. And he loves the baby stage. Once Jonathan's able to crawl around and walk around, that's when Julian tends to want to help more and care for them more. Right now, the babies, to him, he's just like,
he
cries, he eats, he poops.
Yes, exactly.
It's not really the fun stage.
Sometimes, I'll be honest, the baby stage, once I was done with the baby stage with my sons, when another person gives me their baby in their baby stage, I'm freaked out. Am I holding the head right? Am I going to drop this baby?
You're like, do I know how to do this?
So the whole time is like, I would rather take them when they're a little older. So I'm sure he feels
that's
the
how
same.
He is. Yeah. I just feel like for me, I love the baby stage. I love when the babies start to learn everything, as simple as their hand or their reflection in the mirror. It's just fun for bonding. I breastfed both my kids, and I think it's just a bonding experience.
Yes, I totally agree.
You know, I love it.
Mine.
And I think it's, you know, a special moment. And I'm trying to soak everything up since he's my last baby. So I have to make
because
sure.
Because you have that experience.
Yes.
With the first two, you see, like, how the stages go so fast in... I mean, I remember with my kids, it's like remembering the first one was born and now he's 9 years old. He's almost my height. And then the second one is going to school. Sometimes I can't believe all this is happening.
I know.
So quick.
So
people used to warn me about this. Enjoy the moments with your kids, which I will say, thankfully, I did enjoy every moment. I'm still doing it. So for you as a new mom, what are your routines? So another new mom that's listening and they have older kids, what has helped you with your routine to pay attention to Jonathan, to pay attention to Maddie and your older son? How have you, I mean, learned the routine, or are you trying a routine?
Yeah, so we still are trying right now. I just actually went back to work this week. So
I bet that was
very new
stressful.
Routine is going to be in progress, but the best that I could do was just spend all my time with them as much as I could, but also have individual time with them. I'm really big on making sure my kids are loved as a family, as a whole, but individually too.
I love that. And I believe in the same thing.
Yeah.
Because it's so important each kid feels special in their own way. Mm-hmm. Because when they grow up, I feel like they're going to look at back at this time. And then that's when is the most important.
Yeah. And babies are hard. You know, he's always crying. I have to breastfeed, which is so demanding.
Yes.
And I know my daughter felt a lot of that. My teenager, you know, he can get his own pizza rolls. He can make a sandwich.
Yes.
My 9-year-old, she definitely felt more of that in the sense of, oh, okay, I'll wait for you after
you're
done.
Well, she was the baby of the family, and all of a sudden, she's no more baby. We
yeah.
have a new baby, and she's like, Mom, where are you?
Yeah.
And you're always with the baby, so I can
always.
See that. And of course, as moms, we're so hard on ourselves, because I remember with my son, mm-hmm. I was the same when I was pregnant with the second one. The older one felt like, what happened to Mom all of a sudden? And my husband and I kept on talking to him like, this is going to be addition to you. When you're older, he's going to be next to you. If Mom and Dad, you know, you think of the future when you're
of
not
course.
There, they have a sibling, they have a best friend for mm-hmm. life. So it was always reminding them that at this moment it's hard, but as a mom and dad, we're trying to give both of you the attention. And I see you're doing the same, and that's wonderful.
You have to, even if it's as small as, Dad, I need you to watch the baby. I'm going to take her to get ice cream and a quick trip to Target.
Aww.
It makes a big difference. And, you know, they're just as special.
Yes. And they don't resent the new baby. Because
no.
at times what will happen is they will resent the new baby because mm-hmm. now Mommy and Daddy is. What is that movie? Boss Baby.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Every time I saw that baby when I had my second one, I'm like, oh, my God. Is my older one feeling like Mommy and Daddy is in the corner with that? Then I'm going to have a boss baby coming.
Yeah.
But that's when I like that movie because it kind of also makes the parents aware that, you know, you might be feeling the excitement of new baby, you're paying attention, but also don't forget about the first one.
And it also shows in that movie how close the siblings do get together. They come together as one, and then they end up loving each other in the end. It's just very important. I can't stress it enough. I have a really good relationship with my stepson's mother, and we make sure that all the siblings get together, whether it's a holiday, a quick trip to the park, to grab a scoop of ice cream, because it's very important.
That is amazing.
And my stepson deserves to have all his siblings, you know, in an activity as one. It's not his fault that his parents didn't make it as a couple, but they can still co-parent, be friends, and make sure that they're all growing up together. And well, that's just very important to me.
That gave me almost chills to you talking that way. I felt disrespect for you because it is so hard, I feel like, as a blended family to pay attention to your kid, the stepkid, and how and you thinking to bring it all together and focus as an adult on the right thing, that this is the future of these kids and I need to focus for him and my kids. This is amazing. You're raising a new generation where they will be thinking that way. And how amazing would that be to focus on the future of this new generation?
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I always say, like, my stepson, you know, he deserves to see his mom and dad do things together, like a simple park trip or just something very simple as his birthday party together. My kids get to see their parents together all the time, and I want that for him too. I met Julian and been in his life since he was 6 months old.
Aww.
So all he's known is his parents split, but there's no reason why they can't be friends and get along for their child. And that's one goal I had when I got with Michael. Like, we're gonna make this work for him, and when he comes to the house, he's not gonna feel any less loved than he would anywhere else. You know, his mom loves him to death, we're gonna love him to death. And that's what I stuck with. And I do the same with my kids.
That's amazing. Well, Michael is a lucky man to have
you. I think he is.
I hope he's hearing this.
Better be listening.
Yes. Go listen to Solano Moms Building Community. You said you just started work. Yeah. And I know a lot of moms go through this. How was that for you? I mean,
it was brutal. The first day is really hard. Thankfully, dad's able to stay home during the day.
Great.
With him while I'm at work. So it gives me some peace of mind knowing that someone loves him as much as I do, will care for him. Of course, we all know that moms tend to be a little bit better than dads. Dads are a little bit more laid back and lenient.
Definitely.
Good for dads. Yes. I love that.
I can never be acting like my husband. I'll
me
be
neither.
Honest. I would literally go crazy.
I go so crazy. And, you know, it always reflects back to, like, my stepson. Like, well, what about this? I don't know. I'm like, like, you're driving me insane.
No, I have to have the whole day planned step by step or I cannot sleep that night. Yeah.
I'm like, there's only 4 months left of the year and I have it already planned.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
And he's just like, oh, I'll figure it out in an hour before
the
event.
My husband and your husband could be friends. My husband always says, you know what? Life will have its ways and you will figure it out when it comes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'd be stressed.
Oh, I will be too. So that makes both of us.
Yeah. So it's nice that he's there with Jonathan and I feel more at peace knowing that he's with dad. I get picture updates. So I'm impressed. He's been pretty good, but it has only been the first week, right? So, but it's just difficult, you know, it's hard. I'm pumping at work and it's
like, gosh,
I could be with the baby.
Breastfeeding, how are you doing that? Because I remember when I was breastfeeding, the doctors say to pump like periodically so your milk flow doesn't stop.
Yeah,
so how do you do that?
I pump every 2 to 3 hours and sometimes you can feel it too.
Do you have that bra pump or
and you know my work is just great. They're just great.
Oh, that's nice.
There's like 4 of us at work that went on maternity leave around the same time. Something was in the water, obviously. And so they got us little fridges to keep in our offices to keep the milk. You know, they're just whatever you need, snacks, because you know you eat a lot more when you're breastfeeding. And they're totally understanding when I have to step away from my desk to pump. You know, shout out to Ambrose Solar. They're just so good to me.
You want to say that again so Solano County can hear that?
Yeah, I want to shout out to Ambrose Solar, number one Solano County a solar system install. We are in service. Give us a call.
And the best part is they take care of the moms.
They do. They take care of their employees.
And this is very important being a woman. Actually, when I was younger, I didn't realize how important it is to have a supportive workforce when you become a mother.
Yes.
Because when you're young, you don't think of these things. But someone that is listening, when you're working somewhere and you're applying somewhere, think of when you're a mother, how this a workplace, how supportive they are to you. And it's very important, like Jessica said, it's making a big difference in her life.
You know, it takes a village to,
to
raise kids, but your village doesn't stop at work.
Yes.
And I'm blessed to have my village, my work be a part of my village. They're very, very thoughtful. They're very understanding. And they know that being a mom for me is first.
Yes.
And that's something that I am genuinely thankful for, because not a lot of employers look at it like that.
No. After what do they give you now? 90 days or how many days do they give you for a maternity leave?
So it varies, but you have for maternity leave, you technically have 22 weeks, but it's not always paid.
Oh, I see.
It's only like 8 weeks of it. 12 weeks is baby bonding time, and then you have your healing process, which is 6 weeks, depending on how you have the baby. So it's really not that much time. America sucks for that.
Yeah, I hear Europe has it so much better. I don't know the details of it, but
I heard Australia has like 3 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, paid, benefits, everything. And I'm like, we can only dream. I mean, I think at least the first year.
The first year. Because
I plan on breastfeeding for at least the first year. Then he's on regular milk.
Yes. I mean, after the first year, they kind of like want the normal food. You could see they're trying to find normal food.
And they're kind of a little bit more distant. They're trying to explore things. Yes. But, you know, putting your baby in daycare at 6 weeks old, 8 weeks old, it's a nightmare. It's very, very scary. So I'm just thankful that he's home with dad. And I just try to get through the work days. I'll catch myself like, oh, I could be loving on my baby right now.
Yes. But you're working hard also to contribute to his future.
Oh,
because
definitely.
As moms, we're always trying to juggle so many, and the dads are doing the same. He's helping you at home, and I'm sure he's doing his other stuff, and you're doing both. So you're both trying to contribute to their future.
Yeah,
which
it definitely
is
works out for us.
Inspiring.
It does. It's hard, you know. They really believe in super moms, you know. The real heroes are moms.
Yes.
We always make the magic happen when it comes to the simple things, holidays, birthdays. It's just nice that Michael is my backup during this time.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have the men in our lives, our husbands, and men all over that contribute to the well-being of all us women. It makes a big difference.
It does.
And it's so appreciative of that.
It does.
Well, with that being said, so when you brought Jonathan home, what did you get a room for him? Did you want him to share a room? How did Madison? And what is your, I forgot, Julian.
Yeah.
Julian, how did they react to all that? Were they okay with him having his, are you planning to have his room? I'm trying to learn all your routine.
So he's with us. So we started with the bassinet, which he absolutely hates. And he's in our room. And so for the first 2.5 months, I slept on the couch because he would sleep in his baby swing.
Oh.
And as a, you know, second time mom, my first daughter was phenomenal. She slept through the night, like chilled, did anything, would sit in her bouncer. Jonathan is not as easy. He gets tummy aches. He needs to be walked around.
Oh, I hated the tummy aches with my son, too.
He's gassy. And so it was a little bit difficult, but I didn't want to go sleepless nights. So I was like, whatever works, works.
Yes,
sleeping on the couch and you in the swing, I guess is going to have to deal for now.
We did that.
Yeah, yes. We did that for 2 months. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back to work soon. I need to start, you know, figuring out what to do. Crib training was a little rough at first, but he does pretty good. He wakes up about every 4.5 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, so I put him down around 8:39, and he'll wake up about 12:30, and then he wakes up about 4, and then he'll sleep in until like 9 with dad. Must be nice, right, Dad?
That's what the thing is. They used to tell me they smell your breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they want to keep you up, because with mine was the same. They slept with the dad when I went to go to a doctor's appointment or something. But with me, it was always awake, and I was like, what is it? And then most people said because they smell the milk on you, and that's why.
Well, this first week, so, you know, I started this week. I was like, oh, how's Jonathan taking the bottle? How's he eating? Oh, he hasn't eaten yet. I'm like, it's 12 o'clock. Why hasn't he eaten yet? You know, oh, it's now 2:30. Oh yeah, he had about 2 ounces. I'm like, what? I feel like I'm feeding him like every 30 minutes.
Yes.
And I come through that door, and the first thing he does is just try to,
Yes.
It's like he's just suffering all day waiting for me to come home. Like, I'm like, son, you can't do that.
He's probably adjusting too.
It is.
He's, you know, the last 3 months he has been on your boob, and now
Whenever he wants it, you know, like cater to it. And now it's like you're on dad's time. You're on dad's routine.
Yes.
And I don't know how that is. I do know that he likes to wake up and he takes Jonathan to the park.
Oh, that's
Jonathan
nice.
Loves outside. He loves being
He's
outside.
He's a nature baby.
Exactly. Yes. So, you know, I know they have that routine. And it's so funny because, you know, I get off of work at 4:30. I'm home by 5. I, like, walk into the house and he's napping. I'm like, does he not realize it's almost it's almost bedtime? Why is he napping?
Oh.
Go figure, Dad. But he still goes to bed between 8:30 and 9, which is a nice routine for me.
Oh, that's great. Well, What else would you suggest for a mom that's listening for with a newborn stage? Do you want to give them any advice or anything that will help them with their transition into the newborn stages of a baby?
I think the best advice I could possibly give to anybody would just have patience. Be as patient as you can. Just know that these babies are thrown into the world. They have to learn how to breathe on their own, eat on their own. They have no idea what's going on. They were just ripped from mom's womb. And the best thing you can do is have patience and just know that the hard part will pass.
I fully agree, because like we said earlier with our older ones, each stage will pass, but the best part is to be patient and enjoy that moment, because you will not have it back. Next minute, you know, they're already grown up, but if you have that good memories, you'll cherish them for life, although it's tough and hard, but it's rewarding.
It's rewarding. Yes, it definitely is. The long, you know, nights of walking around the house, and keep in mind he is a big baby.
Oh yes, 24
and I,
pounds.
Anytime I would sit down, he cries, and just I have to get back up and start walking around the house. It's just like rewarding in the end to know that he knows that I love him enough to make sure that he is comfortable and he is taken care of, and in the end it's rewarding.
That's lovely. And all your other kids are happy with you, your husband. You're doing an amazing job, Jessica.
Thank you
for being in this episode. Listeners, listen to this one. It's amazing. And Jessica's advice, I fully agree. Enjoy the moments, cherish the moments. And it's only such a short period of time. Thank you. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.